Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez, now joined by Frank Bowl at the Derek Thomas Neil Smith Third and Long Foundation Golf Tournament. Hello, Frank. How are you?
Well, gentlemen, how are you? Long time no see, no hear. How you doing?
Doing very well. How's it look out there, by the way? The Gary Lezak doesn't like to give the weather too often, so why don't you give us a forecast?
I heard Gary this morning, and he said it's going to be spotty showers. It's overcast, as you know, same as it is there. It has not rained here yet, but, of course, yesterday they got about 4 inches of rain, and I thought maybe they'd push the golf tournament back, but, Staley Farms is terrific, and they said, no, we'll play. You just have to keep the carts on the path and just go from there. So that's what we're going to do today. But it's, believe it or not, Stephen's 31 years.
Wow.
For this golf tournament. Can you believe that?
No.
I mean, I just talked to Jamie Woolard from CBD American Shaman. I said, oh, my God, it is 31 years. And I talked to Neil a little bit, too, and it was just crazy. Just crazy. It's been that long. He set this foundation up and all the great things he does for the kids. And it's just been a wonderful event, and it just keeps on going.
Who are some of the other people that are out there? You mentioned Neil Smith. I know that I'm sure plenty of their former teammates. Who else have you bumped into out there, Frank?
I've already bumped into Ted McKnight is here. Of course, Tim Grunhard will be here. And there will be a lot of other players. You know, Neil's here, of course, to play, but there will be a lot of other players. Of course, Timmy is going to be going up into the Ring of Fame this year, which is a terrific honor for him. I'm just so happy for him. It's a great honor and well-deserved. One of the really great guys, not just a great chief, but a great Kansas Cityan. And I can't wait for that as well. So it should be a lot of fun today. We got about almost 30 teams, and everybody appears to be showing up. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
You going to play?
Yeah, I'm playing, of course. You know, I don't have much else to do. You know what I mean?
What is
I might as well play a little golf.
So what is life like for you now, Frank?
Life for me is I go on with Seren once a week on Wednesdays from 4 to 5, and then Tim and I are going to do our show. Crunch Time is moving, and it's moving this week to Thursday to 6 to 7. We're setting up to accommodate for Tim, who's going back to coach high school football. Bishop B.A. is going to coach the offensive line again. And Thursday is a better night than Wednesday because they have late practice on Wednesday. They have light practice on Thursday because they have game day on Friday. So we're going to accommodate for Tim, and we're moving it to Thursday, and that's 6 to 7 this Thursday night. So that's our first one. But other than that, I'm not doing a whole lot, chasing around the grandkids a lot, the four grandkids we have.
You got four grandkids now.
I have four grandkids, yes.
What do they call you?
They call me Pap-Pap.
Oh, Pap-Pap.
I am old Pap-Pap, yeah. Right. And them around, fix them up from school, and play with them a little bit after I pick them up and have a lot of fun. They're a joy. They're a lot of fun, and it's been great. So awesome deal. That's it. And all the kids are here, you know, which is great for me. And my grandkids are here. There's so many of my friends wherever they live. Their kids have scattered, and they live in different parts of the country. But I've been blessed to have all my kids here, so it's really cool.
I'll tell you one thing Frank's going to be doing here in a little over a week.
What's that?
Playing golf with Steve Bucati.
Oh, Pat.
And myself.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
I will
luck,
be
buddy.
Playing with Steve. yeah, I know. Oh, I think Steve will be just fine. We're going to have a good time.
I'm not worried about
Nate's
Steve.
Going too.
I'm not worried about Steve, Frank. This guy you're talking to.
You guys are going to have to teach me the golf etiquette. My dad doesn't put up with any nonsense for me on the golf course.
Yeah, last outing Nate had on the golf course, his shirt was removed. So.
Well, temporarily.
Oh, a lot of complaints at the Joe McGuff ALS Golf Classic about
I will
Navy
not
Gini's
misbehave
conduct.
With yeah. my dad around. He keeps me in line. But he's very excited to golf with you, Frank.
Well, we'll have some fun. Here's the deal, Jake. When I go to the tee box, I pull my metronome out of my bag and put it down.
That's
Make
right.
Sure my swing is like, you know.
You pace your swing to the metronome, huh?
With everything.
Yeah, swing
hey,
tempo.
Nate,
it's important.
Hey, Nate.
Yeah.
Nate, you realize
99% of the population has no idea what a metronome is.
Do you understand?
The musical community
is livid with me right now. They have had it.
The metronome was in Minnesota for a while. That's where the Twins played.
The HHH metronome.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. I've been inside the metronome. Right.
I used to go in the metronome all the time.
Terrible place to watch baseball.
Oh, terrible.
Frank, did you watch the end of the Royals game yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Was he out or was he safe?
He sure looked out for me.
Yeah, even Frank's old eyes can see
Frank
that he was out.
Frank can't see nothing.
Nate said inconclusive. Talk some sense into him.
I had to move up close to the TV, but I think I saw him on the replay.
Get your face right under the TV.
Exactly. I sit on a little stool, a little ottoman that has wheels, and I roll it up right to the front of the TV, and I just scan the TV for about 7 or 8 inches, and I can figure that out.
So. But even your compromised eyesight saw that he was out.
He was
right?
out.
That's right.
He was out.
Defend yourself.
But the Royals just can't catch a break. Yeah. No way. How about when before Davis came in, when Holland was pitching, how about the strike zone? I mean, my God, the umpire missed 3 or 4 strikes, and Holland was just, oh, man, he was ticked off. But they can't buy a break. They just can't buy a break.
What do you think of do you think Wade Davis looks any different than he did in 2015 at all?
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah,
just a little bit. You know, you have what's his ERA?
A lot.
Seven.
It's not. This is what sucks though, because now like we have to complain about Wade Davis being used as closer, and I didn't want to do that, but damn it, they can't use him as a closer anymore.
Can't.
They can't use him in high leverage situations right now, right?
Nope. Zero. Absolutely not. They've got to get somebody else in there. For you know, in that role with that team, I mean, they're really staggering around, just trying to find any kind of formula to try to. Right, they're playing great early in the year, but I think a little of that was set up by some of the teams that were playing weren't full strength at that time. They were winning a lot of really close baseball games, weren't scoring a whole lot of runs, and that's really coming back to bite them now.
So much like Nate Buchady on the golf course last week, the bullpen's out there just staggering around trying to figure out what to do next.
Nate should take the metronome out there to the bullpen.
Take something out there.
I'm just glad there were no replays, no video replays of anything that I was doing on the golf course that day.
Oh boy.
Not anybody analyzing that video.
Well, when you come out this time, then you better bring a lot of golf balls, buddy.
All right. I'll be there. I'll be ready.
All right.
Well, Frank, you're out there with former Chiefs. Do you have any comments on what the Chiefs done this offseason, led by the drafting of Mizzou linebacker Nick Bolton? Tell us how thrilled you are with that draft pick.
I will tell you that he will start. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I don't think they need a guy there. He's the right guy for that position, and he will start. That's a great choice. Picking up Orlando Brown on the trade was great. Their offensive line is now totally revamped. Plus, they have some decent backups as well in case one or two of those guys go down. I gave them an A for what they did the total offseason. If they hadn't picked up Orlando Brown, it probably would have been more like a C+. Because you just don't know about the other guys. But picking up Brown and being able to revamp that offensive line was just a terrific move for them. And then, Kyle Long and, Tooney and, I think Creed Humphrey's going to end up starting at center. If he doesn't start the first week, he's going to start before very long. And I just think he is I don't think they thought he was going to be there. I think that's why they picked up Blythe. And but with him there, I think he's going to start for this team too. And I think they're in great shape. I think they're in great shape offensively. Now defensively, I don't think they've improved. I think they're about the same as they were last year. So, but with the offensive line totally revamped and Patrick Mahomes coming back from the injury should be 100%. I think he will change his philosophy a little bit as he plays quarterback. I still think he's going to run around. If he gets flushed out of the pocket, and I still think he's going to be very successful doing that, but I don't think he's going to, when he's out there running around, he's just going to always try to beat the defense deep. I think now he's going to look for some of the guys that are running underneath the defense. They're trying to go over the top all the time.
All right, Frank, before we let you go, you're out at the Derek Thomas, Neil Smith, Third and Long Foundation Golf Tournament out of Staley Farms. Especially for some of our younger listeners that didn't get a chance to enjoy watching Derek Thomas play or remembering what he meant to the city. Give me a story or an anecdote about covering Derek Thomas, what you remember about Derek Thomas that can bring this home for us, since you're out celebrating the Third and Long Foundation and everything that Derek Thomas did through that foundation for the community.
Well, there are a lot of memories about his football. The one thing I remember about Derek more than anything used to frustrate the living hell out of Marty Schottenheimer and Carl Pearson, for that matter. He was never on time, ever. He was never on time for practice. He was never on time for road trips. He was never on time when he came to Arrowhead for a home game. He was never on time. Marty and Carl would just, get really upset and yell at him. He just flashed that giant smile, and it was just forgotten at that point. It was just, he was a great guy. He was great for the community. He's been doing the Third and Long Foundation. He and Neil Smith, they're trying to sack illiteracy by providing the support necessary to improve reading and the skills and the students in the Kansas City area. They fund for 58 students to really help them with the reading program, and he really got behind that because he knew how important that was to help these kids further their learning as they go along, is to be able to be literate, is to be able to read books and absorb what they've read and just go on from there. And he was terrific in setting this up. He carried it all the way through while he was here, and now Neil Smith has picked up the torch and he carries on the legacy that Derek Thomas started. So it's been a great thing. Neil's been gone for a long time now, and yet this, just to tell you how much of an impact Derek had and Neil had, is that it still goes on to this day, 31 years later. So it's just been just incredible.
And the good folks from CBD American Shaman, are you going to get some of that 500 cream to rub on your old bones before you go out there on the golf course?
Every time, buddy. Every day.
It works, doesn't it?
I get that and rub it on.
That's right. Okay? Makes you feel good.
Rub it on. You bet it does. You bet. Takes away all the pain.
Hey, my dad said he misses you. My dad wants to get together with you at some point. I know you're getting together with Nate's dad, but you got my dad. There will be no golfing with my dad, so we have to figure out some other kind of activity. So
just tell your dad I'll meet him sometime up there for breakfast.
All right,
up near the house. Okay,
right. Probably meet him at Hayes. He'll be good to go. All right, Frank.
That'd be perfect.
Hey, thanks for checking in with us. Have fun at Staley Farms with the Derek Thomas and Neil Smith Third and Long Foundation. We appreciate you, and we got to have you on the show, man. We miss you.
Hey, you can call me anytime, buddy. Jake knows that. You guys know that. Just don't make me follow Lezak, okay?
Right.
No,
I don't want to be told it's like, hey, Frank, we're going to get you on at 8. And I come on at about 8:45. And I still don't have the weather forecast.
I still have no idea what's going on. Yeah, you've had your fill of work with Lezak. We're not going to make you do that anymore. Thanks, Frank. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Goodbye.
You can go to Third and Long, spell it out, thirdandlong.org. To get more information, the mission the Derek Thomas and Neil Smith Third and Long Foundation strives to sack illiteracy by providing the support necessary to improve reading skills of students in the greater Kansas City area. Go to the website to find out more about next year's golf tournament as well. This year's getting ready to start, sold out, great turnout, great sponsors, including our tremendous friends from CBD American Shaman. We'll take a break and wrap things up after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.